We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Derek Larger, Cody Felger joining me as always. Guys, today we're going to talk a little bit about this Colts offensive line and where things stand. As of today, when we're recording this, the Colts have signed Dennis Kelly from the Tennessee Titans. And that now adds another tackle to this list of guys that we just received. So, I mean, it's fair to say, Cody, that over the last few weeks, the Colts have really been dabbling into adding more pieces to this offensive line. We've kind of been talking about the necessity of potentially getting some more interior offensive line depth. Well, with this Dennis Kelly news, that could potentially have solved the problem without actually directly solving the problem. But we'll hop into this real quick. As it stands right now, guys, what the starting five would look like right now for the Indianapolis Colts. And Cody, I'll go to you after I mention this. So right now, as it looks, it's Matt Pryor at left tackle, Quentin Nelson at left guard, Ryan Kelly at center, Danny Pinter at right guard, Braden Smith at a right tackle. Am I correct in assuming that's what it's going to look like right away?
Yeah, I think if you're playing tomorrow, those are your five starters. But saying that, now you've added Bernard Raimann in the draft in the third round. A lot of people considered him an early second round pick, you know, one of the better players in day two, and he falls all the way there. We've talked about him before. I don't know if he's necessarily ready to be your day one starter, but I think he certainly, Derek, has a chance to compete. You talk about Dennis Kelly, who can play both the left and the right at tackle. So, and also you mentioned Matt Pryor. He can also play right guard. He has some position flexibility there. He filled in last year, you know, when Chris Reed went down and all that stuff, and you know, all that stuff happened, and he filled in that COVID game when everything was crazy. So all that to say, and also the Colts, you know, they brought in Ryan Vandermark, who was an undrafted free agent, who actually, you know, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't look like he got paid a lot, but from an undrafted free agent standpoint, he actually got a little bit more than some of these other guys. So yeah, and it's crazy to me, man, how much depth you have right now, especially at tackle. And it's kind of nice to know that you have some guys who have some position flexibility there. Like you mentioned at the top, like could potentially solve your quote unquote issue of depth on the interior by adding a tackle today in Dennis Kelly. I guess, you know, it'll come out tomorrow, but adding a tackle on Tuesday in Dennis Kelly, I think that really is big, and you know, it just offers you so much more flexibility in what you're able to do, because we've talked about it, Derek, and we've talked about it to death. So I apologize to our listeners if you're kind of sick of me saying it, but I think it's so, so important. Is like tackle depth is so incredibly important to find and so incredibly hard to find. So you throw on Kelly, who's a 10-year starter. You know, he's played for multiple teams. You mentioned the Titans last year with the Packers. This guy's got some vet experience out there at tackle. And, you know, especially with the loss of Eric Fisher, I mean, I know some people maybe not wouldn't consider that a loss, but I mean, Eric Fisher was a really good run blocker last year, and he was your starter for the majority of the season. So I think one thing is clear, though, Derek, and we joke about this, but I think it's actually kind of true. Chris Ballard made it a motto this year that the two positions that really have haunted the Colts in the past, especially last year, you know, being the safety depth last year and then the offensive tackle depth, you know, a couple of years ago. But let's call it what it is. The Colts got lucky with, you know, they got lucky with the Matt Pryor trade, like that it panned out as well as it did, because, I mean, it wasn't supposed to happen that way. It really wasn't. 9 out of 10 times, it doesn't work out that way. So all that to say, Chris Ballard made sure you're not going to have, from a couple seasons ago, a Chaz Green, LaRaven Clark situation, or even last year, an Andrew Sandejo situation at safety. So he's doubled down and even tripled down on both those positions, and specifically when it comes to the offensive line, especially with the attrition of the NFL, adding another game with 17 games now that you play, I think it's even that more, much more important.
Yeah, and I never got to mention my thoughts on the Dennis Kelly signing when it happened. I think the value of the fact of him being a right tackle is so huge, because that's something that we haven't talked about. You know, we've been talking about left tackle, left tackle, left tackle. Who's going to be the next left tackle? But we haven't actually talked a lot about the right tackle depth. I mean, Braden Smith has missed some time. I mean, we saw last season he missed about, what was it, 6 or 7 games last season? So, you know, Braden Smith was out for a significant amount of time, and who knows if it's going to happen again. But at the end of the day, you know, we keep talking about the left tackle position, but we haven't actually talked about how important it was to get depth at the right tackle position as well. Now you have two guys outside of Braden Smith that you feel confident that right now you could put in at right tackle. That's Dennis Kelly and Matt Pryor. If Matt Pryor isn't the official left tackle to start a certain game, you feel confident now that you have a couple other guys to move into that left tackle spot, and you can move Matt Pryor over to right tackle because you saw how good he was at playing right tackle last year for this offensive line. He was actually one of our better offensive linemen for a good stretch of the season. So that's great. And then, you know, what that means now, and you mentioned it with the Matt Pryor thing moving to guard. I think that's what a lot of people haven't mentioned, is the fact that, you know, now with Dennis Kelly, you feel confident that if Pryor had to go inside, feel confident that Pryor can move to the right guard position. And another name that we haven't really been talking about, Cody, and that's the name of Will Fries. I think a lot of people are forgetting the fact that, you know, Will came in that Arizona game and played very well for basically just being a rookie, you know, in an unprecedented, uncomfortable situation, but had to go in there and perform the way that he did. And, you know, the Colts raved about how well he stepped up in that game and what needed to be done. And, you know, I think it's great that nobody's really talking about him, because, you know, that could be the secret hidden weapon to the depth pieces. You know, I mean, I don't know whether or not he'd be the right guard or the left guard, backup, primary right off the bat, but you feel confident that you could get a chance to, you know, have him do something like that. And then, you know, if Ryan Kelly happened to go down, you can move Pinter to the center, and, you know, moving Pryor to right guard, and then having Ryman or one or Kelly or somebody else be the left tackle. I mean, isn't it crazy to think just how many of these guys, you talked about it, position flexibility. There's almost not a single guy on this offensive line that can't play multiple positions on this offensive line. I feel like it's a great thing to have.
It certainly is. And it makes you sleep a lot better at night knowing you have, okay, your 5 starters, but you have 7 guys, maybe 8. You know, if you talk about Will Fries, if you put him in that conversation, 8 guys that you're like, we're fine. We're totally fine with these 8 guys being our starters. You know, maybe you add one more potentially. I would not be opposed to that, you know, just for competition's sake. But yeah, I'm good with those 8 guys being your start, you know, your offensive line, you on your 53-man roster, you know, come week 1, because I think that allows you to do so much, right? Because, you know, if you have guys, you have, you know, what, 3 guys that can play the interior, you have 4 guys that can play the tackle positions. I mean, that's pretty solid depth overall. And that was something we questioned when you let both Mark Glowinski and Chris Reed walk. We're like, what about depth, right? What about depth? Well, obviously the Colts have enough confidence in Matt Pryor filling in, or Will Fries taking another step this year, that they felt comfortable not having to pay, you know, Mark Glowinski the amount that he got from the Giants, or even, you know, not that much for a Chris Reed. Because they're like, we like our young guys. We really do. And we like our flexibility on this offensive line. So, yeah, I mean, I thought that they definitely needed to sign another offensive lineman. I didn't know if they were going to sign Kelly, because I wondered, you know, with the Bernard Ryman pick, does that change anything? But just getting a nice solid veteran in there, I think, is going to go a long way. And it's going to help a guy like Bernard Raimann. I really think it's going to be very valuable because that left tackle position, Derek, very young. Matt Pryor's very young. Bernard Raimann's a rookie. You needed a guy in there that's a 10-year pro kind of guy that can really help this unit a lot. So, yeah, overall, I think this offensive line's in. Just with this Dennis Kelly signing here, I think this is a very underrated signing, and I think it's a very quality signing that maybe won't necessarily, when you look at the game, because he may not even play really, he may not necessarily be like, wow, that was a slam dunk, but I think just from what he can help teach and the veteran experience that he can bring to this unit, I think it's big. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it opens up all different kinds of possibilities, being another one of those flexible guys for left tackle and right tackle, having experience of playing at both positions, again, has played and blocked for some good quarterbacks in this league, has had a lot of experience. So it's always a great thing to add to ensure that depth is untampered with throughout all season. Again, God forbid something happens like what we saw last year with COVID, and then on top of the injuries that pile along with it, having some of those guys in there really does help. I mean, when you look at the left tackle position specifically, who do you truly think is going to be the starter come week one after training camp is done and the season is in full swing? Who do you think really struts out there for week one of the NFL season for the Colts?
I mean, again, this is subject to change because we all thought, it really comes down to training camp. How do they look training camp, preseason, stuff like that? But I think if I'm a betting man, I'm gonna take the safe option to go with Matt Pryor as it stands right now. But again, like I said on the podcast that we dropped yesterday, I would not be surprised at all if Bernard Raimann's going out there and he's absolutely balling. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's your week one starter. And could Dennis Kelly secretly, he could be kind of that dark horse candidate to be your starter at left tackle. Like, I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't love it because I would like a guy like Bernard Raimann to take that leap. But I think if you're making me choose right now, all indications are the Colts, and the Colts have even said this, right, that Matt Pryor is going to get the first look at left tackle. So I think right now, if I'm a betting man, I'm going with Pryor, but that could be subject to change based off of how they look in training camp and preseason and such.
And I think it's a point to mention that it most likely will be the case that Matt Pryor is not going to be the starting left tackle for the majority of the season. There could be a bunch of times when some guys get hurt and Matt Pryor may end up being a right guard or a right tackle at some point later in this season, having to start in those positions. And then Raimann or Kelly are going to have to be in that situation. So, I mean, week one starter, I think people just need to understand that there's probably going to be two or three different guys that play the left tackle position for the Colts this year. That's just due to the fact that Raimann is not, is basically a rookie. He still has time. He still has to learn, still has to bulk up. But, the sky's the limit for him. I mean, it's just going to be a thing of finding out who does the best on every given Sunday. And then you talked about Ryan Vandermark. I think they said his contract was the eighth highest undrafted free agent contract this year of all the undrafted free agents that were signed after the draft. So, again, the Colts were very adamant on getting this guy. They were not going to miss out on him. They actually said they were debating whether or not they wanted to draft him in the seventh round. So, and a lot of people were saying that Vandermark should have honestly went in the sixth round. So, a lot of people were surprised that Vandermark fell that far, but there he is. And again, another solid athletic left tackle from UConn that, could make his way, could sneak his way onto the roster at some point. I think my best guess for Cody, and I talked with you about it right before the pod, that he probably will just end up being the practice squad guy. He's going to get the reps with some of these guys, learn a little bit. And then if the tackle depth gets tested a lot, then he'll get his name called into the rotation. But until something drastic starts happening, he's most likely just going to be a practice squad guy, just waiting in the ranks for his number to be called.
Yep. I think that's fair. That's totally fair. But going back to really quickly to the depth, sometimes you got to have those Arizona games, right? Where sometimes your depth is going to have to be tested and you're going to have an answer for it, right? I mean, you're going to have to at some point. So I think it's so critical just to make sure that you're not pigeonholing yourself and really kind of screwing yourself over where, you know, you find yourself, you know, making a march to the playoffs like in 2020 and you have to roll out, you know, a guy off the street. Like that is something that you can't have happen. And I think Ballard understands that. And he doesn't want that to happen, you know? And I think just the quality of depth that you have and the experience that you bring in with a Dennis Kelly and position flexibility and all those things, I think it's going to serve you really well going down the stretch. You know, I really do. I think it's going to be really, really good for this team, you know, to just be able to have some fresh bodies in there and some guys that can help in relief. And you're not going to lose that much. Obviously, from starter to backup, there's going to be some sort of drop off, but it's not going to be the, you know, what it was last year with Julian Davenport type of drop off. So, yeah, all that to say, man, I think this offensive line's in a pretty good place. I really think that this unit, while we were a little bit nervous early on when they were allowing a couple guys to walk, I think they've found some solid answers. And I think overall, this offensive line is in position to be one of the better units again this year. It kind of had, I think, a little bit of a step back last year in some ways and more in pass protection standpoint from the left tackle and obviously due to the injuries and things of that nature. But although all things considered, I think this offensive line with this Dennis Kelly signing, I feel a lot better now about just the depth overall on this team and on this offensive line. So I'm excited to see how this unit works together here in this next season.
Absolutely. I right now I would put this depth and the flexibility of this depth and what they have on the line up against pretty much anyone's in the league right now. I mean, Ballard in a month's time has done absolute wonders to, you know, do what a lot of people were saying was an extremely weak unit at that point, now has an amazing amount of depth. And it's fantastic. It's just ultimately the point is, where do we go from here? You know, what happens and who beats everybody else out? But it'll be interesting to say the least. I mean, training camp will be a lot of fun to watch some of these guys compete and see who's winning reps and who's getting dominated. We'll have to see and we'll keep an eye on that for sure. But let us know your guys' thoughts in the comments on where you stand with the depth and the flexibility of this offensive line now versus what it was just a month ago. Let us know your thoughts on the Kelly signing. Let us know your thoughts on Matt Pryor in that left tackle position. Let us know your thoughts, guys, as always. And thank you very much for the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.